Hello guys, welcome back to Journey Through SDE Interview Preparation Podcast. This is Saravanth over here, and in this podcast we'll be looking in detail about competitive programming. I've been talking about this for the last two episodes, right? So let's look into that. So what does competitive programming mean? It's basically problem solving, but it's something way beyond that. There'll be a set of constraints and we have to solve that particular problem considering the constraints. So the constraints will be something like the input will be of this mid size and the output should be like this thing, and the program should be having the program should be optimal, or the program should be running on this particular time complexity, or the program should not exceed this particular space complexity, and there'll be certain constraints like that. And the goal or the objective of the programmer should be to solve that particular problem considering that constraints. So it's actually easier said than done, obviously. So let's look at some of the platforms that offer competitive programming, or that enables us to practice competitive programming. So the first one is obviously HackerRank, then comes Geeks for Geeks, LeetCode, then CodeForces, then CodeChef. So these are some of the primarily focused or the primarily used competitive programming platform. And there's more like Spoge and all. So it's actually your preference on which one you should go with. So what I will suggest is, obviously, if you're a beginner, you won't be knowing any of this. So what you have to do is just try all of them. That is, if you want to try LeetCode, then go with that. If you want to try HackerRank, then just do that. If you want GFG, then do that. And finally, whichever you feel comfortable with, just stick on to that. So maybe for the first few weeks, you can try solving problems on almost all the platforms, because you'll get to know about that platform in detail. After that, whichever platform you feel more comfortable with, just go ahead with that. Just stick on to that one particular platform and start solving problems in that. After that, we may switch to anything else, but for that particular time being, just stick with that. Okay, so let's look into something interesting. So in the case of LeetCode, there are nearly 1500 plus problems, which is divided into various categories like easy, then medium level difficulty, as well as difficult. So this can be actually availed as a set itself, and we can solve one by one itself. So it's actually quite interesting. There'll be listing out a set of constraints, and we can solve based on that particular constraints. So there's no strict checking on whether we are doing that particular, like we are considering that particular constraints or not. It's just whether the solution is correct or not while we are practicing on that. Okay, and they also offer a lot of contest, which we'll be discussing a little bit later on. In the case of HackerRank also, there's a lot of cases, like we can even select programming language specific and all. So by the way, all these platforms support multiple programming language. Obviously, there'll be Java, C++, Python, and some of them provide C, Go, and many more. Okay, so if you haven't made out which programming language you should go with, then I think you'll have to hear out my last episode where I talked about which programming language to choose, the $1 million question. So in the case of Geeks for Geeks, there's a lot of questions you can actually categorize based on different companies, and after that you can solve them. So there'll be timers in the Geeks for Geeks platform, but they're actually of basically no use, because it just shows the time we are taking, and there's nothing like environment will automatically close after that particular time limit or not. In the case of CodeForces and CodeChef also, it's similar. There'll be a lot of questions and we can actually solve them in that platform itself. So in the case of CodeChef, actually you'll be reading the question in one tab, and you'll be taken to another page where you'll have to write the solution, and then you'll be submitting that solution from that page. And it's actually simple. You might find that a little bit confusing while I'm saying that. You just have to search that. So those five platforms which I mentioned are LeetCode, HackerRank, GFG, CodeForces, and CodeChef. So the ranking system is actually quite interesting. In the case of Code Chef, you'll be ranked on base of some stars, some level of stars. You'll be 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star, 6 star, based on some certain points criteria. Okay, you'll be receiving certain points while you're participating in contest and all, and after that you'll be categorized into certain categories based on stars. So if you are racing 5 star, you'll be comfortable with competitive programming, and if you are 6 star, it's actually considered super amazing. And usually 6 star competitive programmers are able to crack almost all the coding interviews, usually, in the usual case. And 7 star is top notch, truly top notch. Okay, in the case of Code Forces, it's based on colors. Okay, then Code Forces red color is there, and based on red color is actually something like 5 star, 6 star in Code Chef. In the case of Geeks for Geeks, you'll be ranked based on points itself. You'll be ranked based on different your ranking points itself with other students. You can actually view your rank based on that particular contest you can view your rank from your college. So that is, if a lot of students from your college participate, you can view your college rank itself, and there's a lot more features like that. In the case of Fleet Code also, you'll be getting points based on participating in contests and submissions and all, and you'll be ranked on a scale of 1 to 5 star, actually 0 to 5 star. Okay, in the case of Hacker Rank also, you'll be receiving certain points which will add up to certain stars. Okay, so ranking system in this is super interesting. Then what I have to say is about the competitions in these platforms. So these platforms offer a lot of competitions. Okay, for example, LeetCode offers long challenges, Code Chef and Code Forces offer similar challenges, actually almost a lot of them. GFG also offers a lot of challenges or contest. Okay, so some contest might be of 5 days or 10 days duration, some long challenges might be of 30 days or monthly durations and all. That is, there's something like August challenge, like monthly challenge, that is August challenge, September challenge on LeetCode and all, for which there will be a set of questions and you'll have to solve that within that particular month itself. Based on that, you'll be awarded a certain set of points, which will be a little bit more higher than the usual case. And all of this can be used to redeem something something similar like that. By the way, LeetCode, almost nearly all the questions in LeetCode can be available for free, but categorization based on different companies is not available for free. It costs something like $140 per year. And in the case of HackerRank, it's available for free. GFG also, it's available for free. In the case of Code Forces and Code Chef, that it's free. And Code Chef also offers a certification, that is, if you attain certain points by solving the basic questions, then you'll be able to attempt basic DSA certification. After that, you'll be moving on to the next level and something like that. It's not mandatory to take the certification, but those certifications do carry some value. Then Hacker Earth is another similar platform which is actually used by various companies to perform competitions or contests to select or hire new candidates. So recently Google also shifted to using Hacker Earth. Google used Hacker Earth for the previous online coding challenges and all. I think they are completely shifted to Hacker Earth. Basically, they had their own platform earlier, but now they are using Hacker Earth. I also got invitation to do online coding challenge on Hacker Earth recently, and before that I used their own coding platform. Then Hacker Earth also offers this particular environment which is exactly similar to that offered by all other companies. Okay, for their online challenges, there'll be a timer. Within that time, you should submit your solution, or else the competition will automatically close. And if you try to cheat in this process, you will be automatically kicked out of that particular competition or the contest. And similar thing. Okay. Then the next thing is, obviously I talked about the contest and all. Be focused on one particular platform. It's there'll be a lot of platforms, and you will be wanting to try out all other platforms. While you're solving on LeetCode, you'll be finding a lot of others trying to post their updates on Code Chef or Code Forces. please don't be demotivated. They're actually trying on one platform. You go ahead with your own platform. It doesn't matter which platform you are focusing on, unless or until you are not, what do you say, improving your skill set. Okay, so the basic agenda should be to improve ourselves after each day, and each of these platforms enables us to do so. So make use of these platforms to the maximum, and all of these are available for free. And usually there is a lot of discussion groups available. For example, you can try out LoveBubba code discussion groups or Take You Forward groups and all. So there's one particular YouTube channel whose name is Take You Forward, which is run by someone named as Raj Vikramaditya, and he's a software developer engineer at media.i or something like that. Okay, DirectI. So you can actually refer to his channel, where he posts about a lot of SD interview preparation questions and solution approaches and all, from the brute force approach, then optimized, and then the most efficient solution. And he's taking that step-by-step approach to solve nearly 180 problems, and it's also super useful. All the videos are available on YouTube for free. Obviously, I'll be also starting to share the solutions of problems on LeetCode, which I'm using, by the way, because I feel a little bit more convenient using LeetCode. So maybe I'll be shifting to another one after solving LeetCode questions, but for the time being, I'll be using LeetCode. And you can also try out any programming platform or the any competitive programming platform which you want. You can also try out Spoj, S-P-O-J, which is an amazing platform where you'll be strictly marked on basis of the efficiency of the solutions and all. So there's a lot more platforms available. Obviously, you can find out on your own, you can try that on your own, and the basic agenda should be improve yourself after each day. Finally, this will be adding onto your skill set. And finally, if you are a 6-star coder on CodeChef or something like that, or equivalent on other platforms, you can actually mention that on resumes and all. And even recruiters from all the the GAFAM companies or the FAANG companies may reach out to you. Usually they do reach out to these kind of people to set up interview sessions and all, because they know if you're reaching that particular level on any particular platform, they are competent enough to crack their assessment or crack a job at these particular companies. So make use of these opportunities, try maximum. Once again, I just want to say the basic agenda should be to improve yourself after each day. By the way, there's a lot of discussion platforms available on this platform. So it will be like you'll be having the problems, a problem on one particular tab, on another tab, that is internal tab, you can access the solution. On another one, you can access the discussion forum and some similar cases. So you can also make use of that. But make sure that you are, you are reading that particular problem, and after that try to come out a solution by your own. Maybe write down on a piece of paper or write down on a whiteboard if you're having one. After that, just try to implement that, gradually try to optimize that. And that's one particular trait which every interviewer is looking on candidates, that is to come up with a solution, then optimize it. And in the meantime, try to talk out or speak out what you're having in your mind. Even if you are doing it on your own, it does help. In my case, and I try to understand the code which I read, or speak and write the code, even if I am doing it on my own, it usually helps me a lot. It helps me clear my thinking, and it helps me a lot to receive final solution. So you can actually try that too. And after, if you are not able to solve that problem even after trying for a lot of time, then obviously you can check that solution. Just go through that once, understand the concept behind it, and then try to implement it by yourself. Don't copy it and paste it over this platform. Obviously, copying and pasting on various platforms will kick you out of their contest and all. So be sure that you are not doing that particular thing. So these are the basic things which I wanted to share with you based on competitive programming. I'll be discussing in detail about LeetCode or maybe Geeks Who Geeks in the upcoming podcast, because there's something more which I want to share, and adding those into this particular podcast will make this super long. And yeah, thank you for listening. If you're listening till now, I hope this is helping you out. if you have any suggestions, just contact me on any platform, maybe on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. I do prefer Instagram and LinkedIn. And yeah, and maybe if you want to collaborate on some podcast, then ping me up, we can discuss it and find out a way. So thank you for staying till now. See you in the next one.